God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to lift us up. God's word to guide us. God's word to strengthen our lives as we walk on this earth as God's chosen in Jesus Christ is from the epistle lesson, from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And he says in part, he writes in part toward the end of the text, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ in God forgave you. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God." So I want you to think about those words. And I want you to think about reflections. Reflections. I want you to think about yourself looking into the mirror, the physical mirror that we have in our homes and our bathrooms. And I want you to think about what you see as you look into that mirror. When we were young, we hardly saw any wrinkles, if any at all. We probably saw pimples that needed to be popped. We probably saw longer hair that needs to be combed or cut or even put into a fancy little ponytail. We may have seen no need for glasses. We may have seen no need for hearing aids. We may have seen a perfect creation. Maybe. What do we see in the mirror now? We see ourselves growing older. We see the wrinkles, we see the creases. We see a child of God. We see a child of God that was created in his likeness. We see a child of God who created each and every one of us with our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our mouths to speak, and our lips to sing his praises. But what we don't really pay attention to is that face, that image that is unwholesome, that isn't really being a child of God. That face, that image, that sins. And we remember what Paul wrote in the first part of his letter to the Romans, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." So as we look at the reflection that God has created us and made us in his image, we also see that we are sinners. We also see that we sin by our thoughts, our words, our deeds. That this image that we see that is a reflection of the child of God that we are isn't really that perfect. When God writes in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew writes, "Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." God set us a standard. And as we look at that image in the mirror, we know that we haven't come close to that standard of perfection that God has in his word. And we have lowered and lowered and lowered that standard of perfection so that we can achieve what it says. And yet we still don't, because we are those sinners. We have sinned in thought, word, and deed. And the Apostle Paul wants us to know that we are to live as children of God, that we are to put all that unwholesome talk away from us. We are not to grieve the Holy Spirit. We're not to have anger or all that other stuff, that bitterness and calamity and everything else in our lives, but to shove it away from us and we're to be, as Paul writes, be imitators of God. Walk in God's steps. Be a child of God, forgiving each other as God in Christ has forgiven you. You know, that's one of the most difficult tasks we have, is to forgive each other. It's easy to commit those unrighteous acts and then to acknowledge them. But it's really hard for us to say we're sorry, please forgive me. It's very difficult for us to do that. And yet Paul encourages us because we belong to the gracious God, to the God who has created us. We belong to that God who in Christ has redeemed us, has given us eternal life and forgiveness of sins, who has told us, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from me. Who has told us through the prophet Jeremiah, I will remember your sins no more. This is the gracious God that has created us. And this is the gracious God who has given us the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can live new lives. That we can be like what Paul writes to the Corinthians in his second letter. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. We are those new children in Christ. So how do we act as those new children? We don't grieve the Holy Spirit. We walk in the steps of God. We forgive each other. We're imitators of the Holy One who gave us eternal life in Jesus Christ. We help each other. We become those imitators who walk in God's love. Helping and encouraging and loving and lifting up each other in life. We're giving all those opportunities, whether they're here in church or whether they're back in the activity center, fellowship hall, whatever you want to call that room that we gather, whether it's in Bible study or fellowship or dinners or meetings, to lift one another up and to look on one another as one of those who Christ redeemed in his blood shed and his body given, because he did that for each and every one of us so that we would have eternal life, that we would have that hope, that we would have that glory as we look forward to it, because we're walking in his love. And then to live a sacrificial life. Sacrificial life is giving of yourself to someone else. It's walking in their shoes. It's helping them. It's lifting them up. It's doing what God has done for you in Christ. Being that servant. Being that servant who has been redeemed in Jesus. That servant that is being lifted up. That servant that is encouraging one another because we have been encouraged, because we are not normal. That's using a phrase from a friend of mine in Iowa. We're here. We're not normal. Normal people wouldn't be here. We're not normal. And being not normal, we're those ones who say grace at meals, even when we're in a restaurant. And being not normal, are raising our children in the way of the Lord. Being not normal is seeing someone who has had something happen in their lives, a sickness, a death, and you go to that person and you say words, comforting words, and you help that person. That's living in God's grace. That's being a God, that's being a child of God, loved by God, and being a reflection of that God who so graciously gave his son into death for your sins, giving you the power of the Holy Spirit to confess, being filled with that power of the Holy Spirit to help one another as God's servant, as Christ's servant living in this world. In Christ's holy name, amen.